1. Which latest technology items would many young people in your country like to buy?
I think it depends on their gender.
Most young boys in my country would like to purchase the latest smartphones, tabloid PCs, gaming devices, motorbikes, cars, and smartwatches. Sports gear. Girls, on the other hand, would like some of the electronic gadgets that boys do and would also like to buy fashion or beauty items like notebooks and hair dryers. 2. Could you tell me about some electronic devices for the elderly or seniors?
Of course, although it has often been said that elderly people are not tech savvy, devices that can make their day-to-day activities easier and safer without affecting their independence.
Such as mobile phones, to communicate more efficiently and rapidly. Activity trackers to offer information about our fitness and help prevent accidents. Moreover, tracking devices are very thin devices equipped with Bluetooth technology that can be attached or adhered to other objects in order to locate them in case they are lost. Finally, security cameras in homes provide extra peace of mind for seniors, who may be more vulnerable to theft and even scams. 3. How do the expensive items that younger people want to buy differ from those that older people want to buy?
In my opinion, when younger generations buy costly things, the first thing that comes to their minds is how beautiful, appealing, or stylish they look, or they just want to show off to their friends so they can get more respected or admired by others. On the other hand, when older people are doing the same thing, the first thing is that it must be practical and determine how long it will last.
Last but not least, younger people in most cases don't really consider the price factor that important, but older people do. 4. Which expensive items would many young people in your country like to buy?
Based on my observation, some affluent young people mostly buy expensive items such as mobile phones, perfumes, wristwatches, electronic gadgets, motorbikes, and even cars. So, it could actually be anything, depending on how rich they really are and what their moods are.
5. Do you think that people are more likely to buy expensive items for their friends or for themselves?
I believe that most people who have a selfish nature would prefer to buy expensive items for themselves rather than their friends, unless, of course, they value their friends more than their own lives. Of course, some would probably buy some expensive items once in a while for their friends, either to share some special moments with them or to buy their loyalty, but that doesn't happen very often.
6. How difficult is it to become very rich in today's world?
I think it's quite tough. Very few people love working hard. It takes hard work and plenty of sacrifices to get rich. Unfortunately, most people aren't willing to put in the work. To be wealthy, we must be willing to work around the clock and make a lot of sacrifices along the way.
7. Do you agree that money does not necessarily bring happiness?
It depends. Because people have different definitions of happiness.
Nowadays, people are mainly materialistic. They think that money expands people's choices of their future, and money changes their lives' qualities to be more modern to bring them happiness. Therefore, people should build their lives to make more and more money to find more choices and a more joyful life. But for others, true happiness comes from within, not from possessions that can be bought. If we have something bad going on in our lives, such as losing a loved one or having cancer, money and material possessions would most likely not help. Overall, I believe that money can't buy happiness, but it can make us awfully comfortable while we're miserable.
8. In what ways might rich people use their money to help society?
In my humble opinion, a wealthy person pays taxes to the government. Those taxes benefit us as they subsidize public infrastructure. We become indirect beneficiaries of the wealth of the wealthy. If the rich do not pay taxes or do not repay their loans to the state becomes unstable. For example, they can start donating more and more to charity funds. They can also start investing in the non-profitable businesses so that they, the non-profit businesses, can offer their products and services at no profit, at least to help the poor segment of our society if they are not able to provide them for free. So, the rich people really have a lot of options if they want to help.
9. Can you think the rich should pay more taxes to help the poor? Yes, definitely. When the rich pay more taxes, it increases opportunities for the poor to sustain themselves. Taxes increase government revenue, which means government services like healthcare are available in greater quantity to everyone. 10. Why should the rich give money to the poor? In many respects, the world would benefit from an obligation on the rich to give to the poor. The mortality rate of those living in poverty would decrease, and their quality of life would increase. Many see selflessness as a quality that brings happiness, so the rich themselves may benefit from helping others.